miles from a sandwich, an old yogurt pot, cigarettes that'll kill me, my scalp itches. I'll be your money man, I'll be your money man.
Lovers, welcome to Think of the Children. It's a premiere podcast in which we take your childhoods round to a blender and put them in there with some spaghetti and some other bits of shit, and we blend it all up into a paste, and then we feed that paste to a dog, and then the dog does a shit, and then that's what we put on television. My name is Owen Piper.
My name is Jay Little.
How was that? Was that a good mental image for you, friend?
It sounds like something my dog would eat, because yesterday my dog tried to eat a live mouse.
Oh, sick one.
Yeah, my mum had to basically wrestle this mouse out of her mouth and throw it, still alive, into a bush.
I thought she was going to, like, fucking, like, Batista bomb your dog and then, like, get the mouse out and then, like, climb a ladder and then, like,
no,
unchain
a briefcase. No, my mum loves the dog more than she loves me.
I
was replaced by a dog when I left for university.
Oh. Okay, well, that's... That seems like a problem that you need to sort out with your mother. Not really something we should talk about on this, our podcast, our comedy podcast that we do.
Nah, it's fine. Nothing, ever.
Okay. Are you all right today?
Yeah, I'm fine. It's really hot. Okay. I might have heat stroke.
It's ridiculously hot. It's like 30 degrees in England. And like, I know that for Americans, that's not a lot. But like, you've got to remember, we don't have air conditioning in this country, in every house. So we're roasting to death.
We should qualify also that we use real temperature, as in
we don't use fucking made up bullshit.
Even though technically real temperature is Kelvin, but I can't be bothered to add 273 to everything that I.
Yeah, because that's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, we use an actual temperature that's not developed by an insane person.
Yeah.
So, despite dying from heat, because. The office doesn't have air conditioning. Are you doing okay, my friend, my guy, my boy?
I am indeed. I've been playing stuff that I thought I wouldn't enjoy and turned out to be better than I thought, though I am still convinced that Mass Effect Andromeda is secretly a Star Wars game.
I've seen your post, and I'm intrigued. Can you show your working, perhaps?
So I was playing it yesterday, and I thought, man, this game is, like, super quippy. Like, there's nothing but quips in this game.
And yeah, like, a lot of it, yeah.
My problem with Mass Effect Andromeda is the overall story is kind of shit, but the characters
kinda
are actually
garbage, yeah.
Fairly cool, most of them.
Yeah.
Maybe like a solid 50, maybe 40% of them are really good. And I was like, that basically boils down to what I think of Star Wars, that the overall plot isn't that complicated or amazing, and also most of the characters are but a couple of them are really good.
Yeah.
So I thought, maybe it's more like Star Wars than I thought, and I realised the cat, like, are basically just one person, just copy and pasted hundreds of times. And I'm like, that's Stormtroopers. Like, that's Stormtroopers. I love Stormtroopers. And that's, like, that's what they are. They're just the same person.
They're just fleshy Stormtroopers.
The Archon, as much as I love Darth Vader, he's just there for badass factor, and the Archon doesn't really do anything except say some cryptic shit, be an asshole, and fuck about, which basically boils down to what Darth Vader did in the original trilogy.
He kills you, though, at one point, right?
No, Sam
kills
you.
Or have you not got that far yet? Oh, yeah, because you're like, hey, Sam, turn my brain off for a second, because of reasons. Yeah. Mass Effect Andromeda was a hot mess.
Yeah.
Sam's alright.
But what else? What's that? Oh yeah, like the quippiness again. Pathfinders are basically Jedi. They've got like if you select engineer at the start of the game as like your thing, you could just become biotic, fucking fight me. Biotics are just the Force but purple.
Right, except they're not. They're manipulations of Mass Effect fields.
But it's basically what the Force is.
Right, if there's one thing I know about on this God's Earth, it's the lore of the Mass Effect series by BioWare video game developers. It's nothing like the Force. You're not manipulating life energy. It's scientific. You're using latent psychic ability in all beings, amplified by a piece of technology, to manipulate fucking small micro-effect fields that exist fucking everywhere. It's not a supernatural entity.
Okay, so it's as bullshit as the Force, so it's the purple Force.
It's as bullshit as the Force.
Carrying on. What else was there? Oh yeah, the Andromeda Initiative, all it does is just implode regularly. So it's either the British government or the Republic.
Yeah, for sure.
It's either one or the other, but I mean, to be fair, like, if you actually look at the Republic, it's basically the British government. So, you know, you've got some weird old dude in charge.
Theresa May's not a weird old dude.
Yeah,
she's a weird old woman.
Maybe biologically, she's not a weird old dude. But like aesthetically.
Oh yeah. Aesthetically, she's like a fucking old dude. You know, she's just like every other politician. Yeah.
Yeah, she's an old dude. She looks like an old dude. She looks like an old man.
Yeah. Okay, well, we're already getting we're already veering dangerously towards kind of political irrelevancy. That was the Mass Effect Andromeda portion of the podcast. I hope you all enjoyed it.
6 out of 10. It's kind of fun, but also bullshit.
That's exactly what I said about it. It's an okay game that's got a lot of problems that I can't ignore. On to actual news. How did we do in the ratings with the Slammer 2018 that came out a couple of weeks ago?
Everybody thought it was a serious drama piece and not a comedy, which I was a bit confused about. We didn't win a BAFTA, which I thought we were going to win.
We still haven't won a BAFTA yet. Like, what the fuck's going on? No. I thought we'd be OBE by now, you know what I mean? I thought, like, you know, we've reformed the British prison service.
I thought I would frankly be king of the new British Empire.
That seems like a bit of a lofty goal. I just want to get like 1,000 downloads on fucking
SoundCloud. Unlike the original
British
Empire. You
want to be king of the British Empire.
Unlike the original British Empire, I'll just be in space. Which is fine, because I don't really want to deal with the British Empire's problems. I just want space. I like space.
All of space is mine. Fuck you.
All your space all belong to fucking me!
Jesus, we're throwing it right back to 2006 here on Think of the Children this week. Oh boy.
I still don't know where that's from.
It's from an old video game. Fuck, what's it called? It's from a very old space, like a shmup, like Galaga or something. But it's just been very badly translated.
Was it R-Type?
I think it was.
I love R-Type.
I don't know. I'm going to quickly Google it before we actually get into the show. All your base, all your base. I belong to us. It's from Zero Wing, is the name of the game.
Oh.
It was spoken by the villain, Cat.
That's not our type. Can we release an album, a drum and bass album called All Your Bass?
What, BASS?
Yeah.
I love it.
All Your Bass. That's it, that's the episode, we're done.
We did it, thank you for listening. apologies for taking a week off last week. I had some personal stuff I had to deal with, but we're back now. And we're ready to make some content together. Jay, do you have anything prepared? I'm guessing not.
I had an idea for one thing that I wanted to do, only because I've been pretty hype on it recently, and I love it from my childhood.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit, okay. You actually have got something. You brought something to the table.
I have.
Lay that shit out there.
I recently watched a film which I forgot how much I loved from my childhood called Treasure Planet. From a small indie company you may have heard of, they're called Disney.
Who are they? Where are they from?
They're not that old. They're only the oldest media company in the world, or some shit. But it's a really cool reimagining.
If they're so great, how come I've never heard of them? God.
Because you don't like anything mainstream, because you are hipster scum.
Yes. Have you seen the way I dress? Jesus.
Yes. Despite the fact that out of the two of us, I am the one who dresses regularly like a hipster.
Yeah. True. I dress like a panic reject, so that's fun.
That's fun. No, but yeah, so it's a reimagining of Treasure Island, but in space, with, like, cool, like, steampunky elements, but, like, not janky and ugly.
It's more science fantasy than steampunk, I would say.
It's more like etherpunk, or, like, refined steampunk.
Yeah, it looks really cool. I do like the aesthetic.
It's like a weird solar
sailing ships.
Yeah, it's
like
a weird mixture of like Victorian era exploration and like science fiction and shit. And also, there's like an edge of like possible magic with the way the Ethereum works.
Yeah,
which is why I totally ripped it off for a D&D campaign I'm doing. but yeah, it's a really cool like thing, and there's some really interesting themes compared to like most Disney films, which are just find your true love and be a man. Where it's like,
I'm gonna stop you there. Fuck you. Because Mulan exists.
Okay, Mulan. Okay. Mulan, yes.
Mulan is the greatest. We don't need to ruin that though. Disney are already ruining it with a live action remake.
Yeah.
They're taking out the songs. They're taking out bisexual icon Shang, and I'm not happy.
Eddie Murphy's probably not even going to be in it. Oh, they're taking.
I would sit on Shang's face.
They're taking out the dragon as well, aren't they?
They can't take out fucking Mushu, can they?
I think they're taking out Mushu.
Eat an entire dick. They better not.
It was either that or they're taking out someone else.
They're taking out Shang. I know that.
So stupid. Shang has the Shang is like the coolest. I barely remember that film. I just remember Shang was cool as hell. I just like at the end, the Emperor's like, man, you should totally jump on that. And Shang's like, oh, I don't know how to do that. And then someone put that on Facebook with a caption like, Shang, setting realistic standards for men since fucking whatever Mulan came out. And I was like, yeah, that sums it up. Failing miserably yet at accepting emotions sums up men pretty well.
The villain is a woman now.
I mean...
Which is fine. I'm fine with that.
What are you talking about? Women shouldn't be in media. Just kidding. Fuck people.
God. I'm furious about fucking some of the shit that happened after E3 this year because of that exact reason.
Oh, so stupid. I went on a full rant on Twitter and it was insane. It was like it was like 17 tweets straight in a row, like fucking ass.
I came so close to going full but kind of bore on those remake The Last Jedi people. I'm furious.
Yeah.
But that's besides the point. So Treasure Planet. Let us try and get on topic this week because we are a little bit. We've talked about Mass Effect Andromeda, and now I don't really know where you're going with this. So Treasure Planet. It's very good is the thing. Here's how I recommend we ruin it. So you take the most. Who is the most annoying character in the Disney film Treasure Planet?
I don't know.
There is a correct answer.
Are you going to say Ben? Because I love Ben.
I'm going to say Ben. He's a robot. He's very annoying. I love
he's
him.
Mine
he's
mine, sure.
I'm not saying he isn't, but he's still fucking annoying.
He isn't.
So make him the protagonist.
You can make him the protagonist, but also against the backdrop. Like, have him still be wacky as hell, but have the backdrop be, like, a really
super
horrific...
super serious, yeah.
Yeah, like, a really horrific war in space with, like, full-on, like, shit. Yeah, like, have some fucking Sharps rifles shit, but, like, the sadness turned up to a million and it's in space with a really weird robot protagonist kind of fucking about.
Remake The Last Jedi with Ben from Treasure Planet instead of Rey.
Yeah.
We did it. That'll make him happy. That'll finally get rid of the fucking woman.
Every character, a robot version of Ben Gunn.
She can use the Force with no formal training. Sorry, there's a lot of pent-up fucking anger about this Remake The Last Jedi shit that just infuriates me.
But it ruined Star Wars because Star Wars was really good anyway. Dude, I love Star Wars, but Star Wars is fucking stupid.
I love Star Wars, but it's fucking dumb as hell. It's so dumb. Like, it's dumb as fuck, and people take it far too seriously.
I'm going to address the audience members that might be getting a bit upset that we're shitting on Star Wars. Can I tell you something?
By all means.
I know, like, everybody likes to think that Star Wars is a really important thing to them, and you know what? Star Wars is a really important thing to me. I have so much Star Wars shit. I love Star Wars, but George Lucas made it for fucking money. Stop acting like you actually made it yourself and it's something really vital to you. It's bullshit. It was for capitalism. Get over it. Fuck you.
Some fucking hot takes this episode of Think of the Children. Mass Effect Andromeda is Star Wars and Star Wars is the embodiment of capitalism.
Yeah. And it fucking is! It is! There's no way around it. It is! Do you know what happened? Fox was like, this isn't going to do well, so we're going to put no faith in the project because we only put faith in projects that's going to make us money because we're capitalists. And George Lucas was like, oh cool, I have the merchandising rights. I'm going to use this to get rich as hell and make Jurassic Park.
Dude, this is why the fucking lightsabers for the Sith are red, because they're communists.
I mean,
they're pretty obviously fascist. They're pretty as opposed to communism as you can get. But there's a fun joke there because red is communism. Das for Dania, comrade. Let's smash the state.
I love communism. Jeremy Corbyn, 2020.
Corbyn's not a communist. I'm not getting into this argument with you again. Is there any way we can ruin Treasure Planet other than remake The Last Jedi with Ben from Treasure Planet? Is that ruining The Last Jedi?
I don't know. I think I've ruined The Last Jedi. I think Treasure Planet is a rich tapestry because there's so much potential in what you could do with it. because there's so little established about the world. Like, there's a bit where he, like, at the end of the film, Jim gets sent to, like, this space academy. What happens in Space Academy? Is there like regular fucked up boarding school shit that happens there? Do we see that?
Oh,
does Jim have a weird homosexual experience there?
I hope so.
I hope so too. Isn't he voiced by Joseph Gordon-Levitt as well?
I think he is, actually. Let's find out, you and I together. He is in fact voiced by Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Yeah. The cat lady is voiced by Emma Thompson, I don't know much.
Yes.
The cat lady's so fucking cool.
Star-studded cat. The captain. She was so fucking great. I love her.
The captain was the only competent person on that ship. Like, he was, like, consistently competent all the time. All she did was just stand around and be like, I'm here to be ass-kicking.
It's almost like that this film was written by me when I write D&D campaigns, because all my players end up getting saved by competent women.
Yeah.
There was a sequel in the works, but it was cancelled. I'm trying to say there was, like, a TV series, so I know Disney did this shit. Like,
because there was a lot, Lion King TV show.
There's another one now, too. But, like, Disney always does this shit where they, like, release a film and then, like, release a TV series after it. So, like, The Emperor's New Clothes got a TV show about Kuzco.
Would you not watch that?
Fucking around. I did watch it. It was great.
wasn't it Kronk?
There was another one about Kronk, yeah.
That one I would watch.
I'm so sad that this film did not get a sequel now, because, and I will tell you for why, there was a villain called Ironbeard who was in it, who was going to be in it, and he was going to be voiced by my favourite actor, Willem Dafoe. And now I'm upset, because I really need to see Willem Dafoe play a crazy space pirate.
Oh my god.
And now it doesn't happen anymore.
That sucks. But yeah, like, the thing is, if you think about it, like, you could just make... I don't know if anybody's seen, going back to Star Wars, because they're basically intrinsically linked at this point, the TV show Star Wars The Clone Wars is an amazing show.
You talk about the 2D animated one or the 3D animated one?
I've heard good things about the 2D animated one, but I've seen the 3D one.
The 2D one is a work of art. I love that show.
I still haven't watched it, but the 3D one, I haven't watched all of it. I've watched a fair amount of it, and it's really good. It's really well done.
Yeah.
Especially because basically... to my knowledge, the guys who make it hate the prequel trilogy, so they basically were like, we're going to fix it. And I was like, cool.
Okay, I'm going to say something. I like the prequels.
Oh, no, you know, I'm not saying that, like, you're not allowed to like the prequels. I don't think they're good.
No, I genuinely love the prequels, like, unironically. I'm not saying this for a goof. I genuinely like the prequels. Like, I can't tell you why. They're shit movies, but all of Star Wars is shit. So
I like a lot of movies that are shit. I love Independence Day, and Independence Day is a bad film.
Oh, it's garbage, yes.
Yeah, but I love it.
Yeah.
Sometimes I think that's the problem with a lot of, like, criticism today in films and games and stuff, is that everyone's like, oh, this game has to be a masterpiece every time. This game has to be the new Last of Us when it comes to story. No, it needs to
be... Yeah, it doesn't have to. Everything has to be...
It needs to be fun. Fuck you. Hot take, I didn't like Last of Us, so fuck you.
I say this all the time, and people always say, well, what the fuck, what are you on about? I always thought The Last of Us would make a better movie than it would a game.
Yeah, Naughty Dog, guys, come on, just partner with us, and let's just make a film.
Yeah, alright, let's fucking do it. Okay, right, we're going to do this now, Jay. You've brought this to my attention. Let us cast The Last of Us movie, and let's make this shit happen.
Okay, well, obviously, Ellie should be played by Willem Dafoe in drag.
Oh god, that's even funnier when you remember the Ellen Page lawsuit thing.
I don't remember that.
Oh. Okay, so when The Last of Us came out, there was this big... Ellen Page threw a fucking hissy fit because she was annoyed because Naughty Dog... She said that Naughty Dog ripped off her likeness for Ellie. And, like, I can see it. The two look alike. She lost that case, but it's irrelevant. But then you remember that Ellen Page was in a shit game by David Cage with Willem Dafoe as, like, the other lead. And so now it's just like, oh, that's very good, is the thing. Okay, so Willem Dafoe is Ellie. He's dragged up.
David is Joel. David Cage should be Joel. No, fuck David Cage.
A lot of my jokes just go straight to RuPaul being Joel, being a character. I think,
honestly, I think it would be really fun. Not like as in the way we usually ruin films where they're so bad they would be funny. I think it would be genuinely humorous to have Troy Baker still play Joel, but have him play everything completely straight-faced.
Oh yeah, no, that'd be fucking
everything
amazing.
Weird, love... like everything we change that becomes really weird, we just have Troy Baker just be like, yeah, I'm gonna deal with it. Because Troy Baker's fucking great and I love him. And I feel he would be really down for that.
I feel like he'd be really into it, is the thing. Like, off camera, he'd be very excited to act against Willem Dafoe in a wig playing a 14-year-old girl. And, like, everyone knows this is a 14-year-old girl. This isn't, like, this is a man dressed as a 14-year-old girl. Everyone's just like, hey, this 14-year-old girl. And Willem's just there like, I'm going to eat all the fucking cordyceps.
Yeah.
That's how Willem talks.
Yeah. Basically. I think at the start of Last of Us, you have that, I don't know, I never finished it, I got bored, but...
that very emotional kind of gut punch sequence, I got through that, and then I was like, now I don't care.
But like, I don't know who should play Sarah, the kid. That was the best scene in that game that I saw.
Yeah, the first couple of...
Every
first,
other
like,
scene,
of
I was game. Like, I was like, man, Troy Baker's a really good actor, and there's a girl here too.
Yeah.
I didn't really feel like I didn't get the connection. I think it's because when I played it, I was like 19, so I don't like children, so I don't care. But I know a lot of the response that Naughty Dog had is that like guys who played it with like children really loved it and really liked one. I don't know if there's two endings or there's just one ending, but like one of the endings where you save Ellie. I won't go into too much detail in case people haven't played it and they wanted it. But like I know a lot of people who weren't parents were like, what the fuck, Naughty Dog? Why would Joel do that? Whereas everybody who was a parent was like, oh no, I totally get that.
Yeah.
I know that
was... That was definitely... I remember that causing a lot of discourse, yeah.
So I don't think... Like, I think also it's... The Last of Us is for a very specific group of people. And I don't really get a lot of emotional rise out of games. I like a lot of sad things happen in video games and I'm like, eh!
Yeah.
Because I play video games for fun, not to feel emotions all the time. But...
Yeah.
I think the only reason I'm going to say this is because I'm looking at a DVD cover with his face on, but I think Sarah should now be Matt Damon. But playing Matt Damon from Team America.
Okay, so hang on. So all children in this universe are played by aging Hollywood actors. Oh my god, I love this. Okay, I'm into it. And so what, the zombies aren't fucking... aren't zombies, they're just fucking paparazzi or something.
Yeah. And the zombies, I think the zombies should be... Oh, what should zombies be? It's gotta be something really good. The zombies should be one of two things. People who think that we should remake The Last Jedi, and or Ben Gunn from Treasure Planet.
It's very good is the thing. The problem with this is I think we found it very early.
No, but the thing is because The Last of Us is such a like an intricate emotional game, and we can just, and we've got so much stuff at the moment, like with all the shit that's that we have, we could just make a really, really great thing with it.
For sure, for sure.
Instead of this Last of Us, instead of it being like we should have random moments, because I love the film The Princess Bride. And a lot of people's complaints about The Princess Bride is how it randomly goes from The Princess Bride story to outside The Princess Bride. So what I think we should do is we should get that, like, The Last of Us is actually a role-playing game, and every now and then we switch out and it's just the people who play Critical Role. And they're just playing it. And Troy Baker is playing Joel. And that's why that's why he's playing it so seriously, because he's a die-hard, like, role-player.
Yeah, because he loves that shit.
Yeah, so maybe not Critical Role. Maybe just everybody who's playing everyone in the game is just like...
So Willem is there, having never played fucking a role-playing game before, and he's like just having a load of fun with it. Fucking Matt Damon's character died 5 minutes in, so he's just throwing a hissy fit.
Yeah, he just leaves. That's the emotional premise of the film. He leaves, and then later he comes back, and like, out of spite in the game, the villain turns out to be the DM pretending to be Matt Damon. And the DM... Oh, who could the DM be? The DM's got to be someone really good.
Ben from Treasure Planet?
The DM is Martin Short.
DM is Martin Short, and therefore all the zombies are Ben from Treasure Planet.
Yeah.
And just because I want this image in the world, and I want you to think about it, and I want you to experience this in the marketplace of ideas, I want you to imagine Ben from Treasure Planet jumping on Joel from The Last of Us' back and trying to eat his face.
Yeah. But he can't.
Like, just imagine that image that's in your amazing. Brain for a moment.
But obviously, like, because Joel just has, like, plus 5 constitution. He's from Texas.
Gets a racial bonus.
You get a state bonus depending on what part of America you're from. Texas is just plus 5 constitution and plus 3 incest.
Oh, Christ. Oh, goodness.
Can you tell I've never met anyone from Texas?
Yeah, I can tell, man. Fuck. We found it so early, Jay. We've done it. This is it. This is the podcast. We should wrap it here. We've been doing it for 25 minutes and we've already got it.
There's got to be something else. I think also, like, when The Last of Us, like, gets a bit dull, it just...
Which is all the time.
Yeah, but when it gets, like, really dull, because I remember I got through the bit where you have to go through the school and that dude helps you. Yeah, the fat dude. I don't remember his name. He was a fat dude. That's all I can remember about him. He was, like, a really good character, though, which was really annoying, because I was like, why is it every character this character?
His name is Owen Piper, and he was based on me, because I'm also...
I'm pretty sure he was gay, so maybe.
I'm not gay. I'm just, like, 40%.
I'm rounding up again. It's basically...
Oh, fuck. You don't round up 4 to 10. That's not how this works.
You do when it comes to the gay.
Fuck's sake. Careful now, boy.
Yeah.
We've already fucking slagged off, like, you know...
Everyone.
We've kind of built up some goodwill with the gays by slagging off the people that, like, drove KMT off Twitter. Like, we don't need to fucking burn all that to the ground with, like, mild homophobia.
A slight case. Okay, I'll take that one back.
There we go. You better not, because I'm going to be angry. Oh, can you tell we are running out of ideas?
No, I was going to tell you, but, like, no, but I've got a way to link it to our original point.
Okay.
Martin Short is upset that he never got to make the sequel to Treasure Planet 2, so halfway through...
Okay.
It becomes Treasure Planet 2.
Planet 2?
Yeah, and it's just Treasure Planet 2.
Okay. Instead,
because Joseph Gordon-Levitt shows up and he wants to play Stars Without Number. They're all playing, Pathfinder or some shit, and Joseph Gordon-Levitt comes and he's like, fuck this! Let's play some
fucking space Martin Short, games, like, boys.
Martin Short has, like, a 2-minute scene where the camera just zooms in on him slowly as he, like, just realizes that he can finally make Treasure Planet 2.
The thing about this, and this is going to sound made up, but I promise you it isn't. When I was at uni, I was in the role-playing society where we played D&D every week. I went to a game. There were about 11 players. There was loads of us. And the DM, we call him Neggy, for 'twas not his name, but 'twas a nickname. He just got bored of the 5th edition shit we were doing, and then he was just like, fuck it, you're in Treasure Planet now.
What? Really?
Like, a wormhole opened up or something, and we ended up in Treasure Planet now. And I was like, this is fucking dope. I'm into this.
Yeah.
So there was that. And that's going to sound made up, but I promise you it isn't.
Yeah, but the thing is, Treasure Planet is made for that sort of environment. It's made for people to build on their own universe. That's the coolest thing thing like that, like any kind of film that sets up a universe and everybody gets to do anything, like Firefly and shit, because there's so much opportunity for people to just be like, I'm gonna do my own thing in it and be like, fuck it.
Yeah, it's having a good world is difficult, but like if you do it right, you can tell stories in that world for the rest of linear time.
Yeah, it's awesome. So, that's the thing. That's why Star Wars is so popular, I think, is also because
the world
is kind of dumb, but it's cool and interesting, and there's a lot of layers to it, and also because it's not like... It's not like Lord of the Rings where everything happened. And there's like...
Yeah, whereas ages things and it's are really still difficult. Happening.
And also because Lord of the Rings is so good, it's really hard to make anything that's like comparable to it. So if you did a D&D campaign in Lord of the Rings, you'd be like, cool, it's in Lord of the Rings, but I could just watch Lord of the Rings and have a better story.
Exactly, yeah.
Because no one is...
what we're going to do. We're going to go take a ring to fucking Mordor. We've done that before.
Yeah. There's another... fucking Sauron had a bracelet as well.
What? The bracelet? The one bracelet to rule the Northern. This one turns you into a dragon. What?
I'll use my plus 5 Deus Ex Machina score and call the eagles and just be done with it. I'm going to trigger so many Lord of the Rings fans by saying about the eagles.
Please don't say triggered in that context, thank you.
Okay, sorry. I'm going to upset very many.
That's better, thank you. You're learning, and I'm proud of you.
Oh, no, I'm totally aware of that. I hate when people use it in that context as well. It pisses me off so much.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. I don't really know where else we can go from here. We've kind of... I think we've done it. Is there anything else you want to incorporate into this weird treasure planet Willem Dafoe-fueled extravaganza that we're going to create into the world?
We've got to have it, like, because of... We've got to... I think because we found the two good points so easily... Now we've got to basically take our original idea for Treasure Planet, where we get so fucked up, because we've already linked that Ben Gunn is everyone, pretty much. So now all we need to do is get this really fucked up story. So I think, like, we need an actor who also joins with Joseph Gordon-Levitt, who's only ever in really depressing films, and then have it be that, like, no, I want it to be, like, more hardcore. So it just becomes this really, like, hardcore, like, raw campaign.
Actors in depressing movies. Let us look it up. Actor who is only...
I also want a personal note. I just want one of the guys in this film to be Sharlto Copley, because I love him.
Okay, I'm looking at the IMDb page for the most depressing movies ever made. The first is this film called Melancholia, and there's Requiem for a Dream, Natch, Leaving Las Vegas, The Piano, Kids, Blue Valentine, Dogville, Taxi Driver, obviously, Gummo, which sounds fucking awful. It's got a 19 on Metacritic, so it's fucking awful, but Anthony Hopkins, maybe?
Yeah.
He's got the kind of gravitas that might work out quite well for
him.
Yeah,
he wants. He's like, he comes in and he's not very impressed with how silly this game is.
This foolish game for children.
He's very thespian, and we should be using it to practice our acting skills. Yeah, halfway through the cast just gets replaced, like with.
I love that.
Halfway through, like, they just either we just have a bunch of new actors come in, or they're just replaced with like fucking Anthony Hopkins, Ben Kingsley, Terrence Stamp.
Like Hugo Weaving. We don't mention it. Like, it's just, we just let it happen.
Yeah, it's still. It but change. Troy Baker is still Joel, and Joel is still like reacting to everything normally.
Yeah,
like Ellie is now played by Ben Kingsley, and
yeah,
Joel's like, man, y'all sure don't sound different, but whatever, I guess.
maybe the fucking the Ben Bots got you.
Damn.
In the brain cells. Dang it. You're shit. All infected with
you gotta the do brain Joel's, virus. You've got to do Joel's signature line, which is him just quietly going, shit.
Shit. Shit. That's my boy. That's my angry, angry dad. That's my angry murder dad. Is there anything else we want to incorporate into this? Or
what else is there that's, like, perfect for this scenario?
Because we've kind of hit a slam dunk here. Like,
well, there's so much more potential, but there's also the room...
There's boundless potential. But at the same time, I don't know if we add too much, do we spoil it?
That is a good question. Maybe we should go into more intricacies about what exactly is wrong, like why the world is so dark. What's the main source of like conflict in this new Treasure Planet world? Because before it was just Ben Gunn robots. Now it's an entirely new thing. Like, they've escaped the Ben Gunn robots through possibly like a wormhole, like you suggested from your campaign. And then like now...
No, then it's just Treasure Planet, but with fucking Joel from The Last of Us and, you know, fucking Ben Kingsley.
Yeah.
And it's just the same movie with all the Long John Pirate Silver shit and the fucking, like,
and instead of having, like, instead of having Jim go through this really cool arc about, like, realizing he doesn't need a father figure anymore to be his own man, and, like, he's learned how to be a man on his own sort of thing. It's Joel trying to rediscover himself because now he's got no use because, he can't kill Ben Gunn robots anymore.
The only thing he was ever good at.
Yeah, and now, like, and then they get to Treasure Planet, and he's still depressed about it, and then he finds Ben Gunn, and he realizes in that moment, he's like, oh, I don't need to kill every Ben Gunn robot. And his whole arc is just this thing of, like, you know, I need to murder things, and, like, Silver's like, we need to stop him, because, like, before it was, like, he was trying to get Jim to trust him, and then eventually it became, like, an actual emotional connection. But in this, it should be like, so I was like, shit, man, if like this guy goes crazy, he's going to kill everyone on this ship. We need to not get him to do that. He needs to not do that.
Yeah.
So
I'm into this. This is weird. Like, it's very esoteric and very strange, but I am into it and I'm feeling it. So Netflix, hit us up.
Netflix?
Netflix or Hulu or, you know.
I think we should Amazon Prime it.
Amazon Prime,
yeah.
Or Yahoo Screen, maybe even.
Verve?
Verve, actually, Verve are doing okay right now. Or Who's a failing streamer? Oh,
YouTube Red.
Crackle? YouTube Red, Crackle. That one that starts with R.
Maybe it should be YouTube Red just because everybody hates it.
Okay, so yeah, we'll make it a YouTube original series. We'll host it on PewDiePie's channel and it will make billions of dollars. At the end, it's not thank God, it's just, what's going on, bros? It's PewDiePie!
Yeah, no, the thing ends by PewDiePie bursting in, yelling his intro, and then throwing barrels at people. Is barrel still his thing? I don't know, I haven't watched it since I was,
I
like,
don't know
14.
Anymore. Oh, God. Thank you so much for joining us on this this slightly weirder episode of Think of the Children, but I'm into it, and I liked it. It all tied up quite nicely there. Yeah, thank you for joining us. We are a podcast, you probably know that. If you want to help us do even better as a podcast, you can do that. You can tweet about us. We have Twitter. It's at TOTCcast. If you want to ever send us some suggestions for what to ruin, you can send it to them there.
You can suggest us to your book club.
You can do that too. You can add us to a mailing list if you want. TOTCcast@gmail.com. If you want to fucking put us on the mailing list for your book club, you can do that for our email. We have a Facebook. You can find us there. TOTCcast as well. We have a Patreon now. If you want to sort of like help us out with a more, in a sort of more monetary sense, you can do that. It's just patreon.com/TOTCcast. Anything else that's important? Probably not. There's something I know there is. I'm forgetting it though.
Possibly what we're doing tomorrow.
We're recording something tomorrow. I don't know if it will be up tomorrow, but we're definitely recording it. But that D&D podcast I mentioned a few weeks ago, that we're recording that this tomorrow evening, the first episode of
guys,
it. I'm very excited.
I'll tell you a spoiler about the podcast. My character is the best character, so you know.
He's great. I love all the characters. Like all the characters that people have made for this, I'm very into. So we're looking forward to that. So if you want to, we talk about D&D a lot on this show. If you want to hear us actually play D&D, if you want to hear more of me talk, because I'm going to be doing a lot of that, you can do that when that podcast launches. I don't have a date for that or anything yet. That will go up on Twitter when. You can also follow me on Twitter at the Owen Piper or Jay at J_little1. And I think that's everything. I think that's everything. Any more housekeeping? No. Okay then. So we'll do the stuff we gotta do. I guess, because we should end the podcast now.
Yeah.
Because that is how linear entertainment works. Jay, do you have... It's been a long day. I've got heat stroke. I'm tired. Leave me alone. Jay, do you have any parting advice you want to give to our listeners this evening?
If you're in the UK, it's hot as balls outside, so the obvious solution is to spend all day doing the tree pose in the garden so you die of heat stroke.
God, I wish. I wish I died. That would be... Life is not worth living.
Yeah. Especially when it's this fucking hot and you can't do anything without sweating your balls off.
For sure. For sure. You can't even sleep. Like, sleep evades you because all your life are belong to fucking heat now.
I actually don't sleep, so it's fine. I don't believe in sleep.
I slept for maybe 2 hours. You don't believe in sleep?
No.
Are you like an elf from fucking D&D?
No, I just do a lot of coke.
I haven't slept for 14 years.
It'd be really funny if we ever have to go to like a fucking convention or some shit and people meet me and I'm just like the most awkward and like quiet person ever.
Yeah.
And like, they're like, I thought you were supposed to be like super hyperactive and like on cocaine all the time. I'm like, I've never touched a drug.
Never touched drugs in my life, thank you. The only drug I'm interested in is...
Sadness. And D&D.
Yeah, there's a joke there. Give me a second. The only drug I'm interested in, the only line I'm interested in is the line to the voting office to vote in the general elections. I just dabbed. Thank you so much for listening. I've been Owen Piper. I've been Owen Piper.
I've been Jay Little.
And you've been listening to Think of the Children. And we got it in one. Thank you so much for listening.